Try again, if you will hold my hand. I'll try again, for you have been my friend. My heart is still to serve you, but I failed along the way. But if you give me one more chance, I'll put my life in your hands, Jesus. I'll try again. Jesus, I just need to talk to you. Forgive me when I said it was no use. Jesus, I just want to try again. I know that nothing good comes from sin.
This world of seeking sin, for I know where the true peace is.
put my life in your hands. Jesus, I'll try again. I'll try again. If you will hold my hand, I'll try again. For you have been my friend. My heart is still to serve you, but I failed along the way. But if you give me one more chance, I'll put my life in your hands. Jesus, I'll try again. I'll try again. If you will hold my hand, I'll try again. Along the way, but if you give me one more chance, serve you, but I failed along the way. But if you give me one more chance, I'll put my life in your hands. Jesus, I'll try again. I'll try again. If you will hold my hand, I'll try again. again, for you have been my friend. My heart is still to serve you, though I failed along the way. If you give me one more chance, I'll put my life in your hands. Jesus, I'll try.
What a wonderful Savior. That's all he wants us to do is try. Reach up to him. The prodigal son, when he started down the place, road, here come the father, running out to meet him. That's all he had to do is, start heading home. And here come the father. If you ever have a chance to, I can't think of his name, somebody here may, someone here may know who it is. There's a young man from Australia who was born with no arms and no legs. He has just a little foot. And he gives a wonderful demonstration of how, no matter how many times he goes down, he can get back up. If you ever get a chance to see that young man, it's very inspirational. He likes to, and after any of his talks, he likes to go out to the door and let everybody hug him. As they go out. And they said, that's all you've got to do with the Lord is just keep trying, because he'll help you get up. Praise the Lord. I feel like I've been fed here today. From the Bible study on trust in God, to the testimonies and the songs, to the prayer and the Spirit of God, I feel like I've had a full meal here. Now we're going to go downstairs and eat natural food. And then we're going to come back and have some spiritual dessert after a while. So what we like to do is let the elder saints start heading down to the dining room, make their way down there first. Sister Crow, Sister Wilkins, Sister Rice, and someone help my grandmother down, and then our visitors. We the visitors and Brother and Sister Durham want them to go down there, because they're going to leave right after they eat, head home. He's got to work tomorrow, and I'm sure the Clark's got a longer drive. How far is that? About 8 hours? 8 hour drive. So it's, they got to go up there in some cool weather, I imagine. And so as they're making their way down there, let's just stand and just thank the Lord for the service one last time. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the service. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We give you thanks and glory. Being a part of your body. Hallelujah. And we're meeting one another's needs, Lord. Help my brothers.